This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We already know the NSA trades data with U.S. allies, but the latest document leak from Edward Snowden suggests all of that phone and online data the NSA is sucking in is being shared in raw form with at least one country, Israel. In other words, we give it to them unfiltered, meaning, for instance, information on U.S. citizens isn't being taken out before Israeli intelligence looks at it. Saroos Farivar has been following the story for the website Ars Technica. Hi, Saroos.
Hi.
So tell me what we've learned here. The NSA is sharing surveillance data with Israel?
Right. This new memo shows that the NSA is providing any kind of raw traffic that the NSA is intercepting, telephone calls, metadata, content, probably also emails and any kind of web traffic.
This is kind of surprising in some ways, right?
This is definitely surprising. We know that the NSA is sharing data with countries around the world that include the US, Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. But this is the first time we've seen such a high level of intelligence data sharing between another country like Israel. And this document basically says that the NSA is sort of wholesale handing over raw intelligence data. This same document does not say that Israel is doing the same for us.
Might this play out in a troubling way in terms of some of our other allies? I mean, Germany has not reacted well to revelations about government surveillance. Might they also not react well to the NSA sharing a lot of this raw data with Israel?
Yeah, they might. So the fact that we now apparently are sharing some of this data with Israel suggests that there's sort of a group of countries that with which the United States considers very close allies and is willing to hand over its, you know, hot off the presses intelligence, if you will, but not to others.
Saroos Farivar is a senior business editor at the website Ars Technica. Saroos, thank you very much.
My pleasure.